Well, once again, joined by Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Doctor, lots to talk about, as always, the case, including a new study that takes a look at masks, how effective masks are or have been throughout this COVID-19 pandemic. What can you tell us?
Well, this is actually a very important study, a series of studies, actually. They looked at Italy and they looked at New York and studied what the rate of transmission prior to instituting requirements for people to wear masks when they're out in public and afterwards. And it's the first evidence that we've had, hard evidence, that using a mask really helps. It turns out that if a person is not wearing a mask, they are 6 times more likely to transmit the virus than if they are wearing a mask. So for those who, you know, feel their civil liberties have been compromised, please think about everybody else, because it really is hard evidence now that this makes good public health sense.
As this mask discussion continues on, there still seems to be some discrepancy in understanding. The mask is not for the person who's wearing it. It's for the people that you will be around.
That's exactly right. There was a letter to the editor in the Buffalo News earlier in the week that basically said it very, very well. And there's no question that what you're doing is you're thinking of other people when you don your mask. They are a little uncomfortable. They get warm. I'm not real thrilled with them, but it's the right thing to do right now until we have a better handle on this virus.
Here in New York State, the curve, so to speak, has dropped dramatically. There's no doubt about that. Same thing here in Erie County. Elsewhere around the United States, though, we're starting to see some spikes. What are you seeing right now in terms of the latest numbers?
Well, as of this week, 21 states, the rates are going up, some quite dramatically. 21 states, the rates are going down. Luckily, New York heads that list. So where the loosening of the restrictions have happened, the cases are spiking. We do worry about large gatherings. So we worry about things like not just political rallies, but protests and people who are not wearing masks. So if I had one piece of advice, if you're going to go to a large gathering, please, please wear a mask to protect other people. And hopefully they will wear masks to protect you.
It's hard to obviously read the future in some regards in terms of where public policy will move forward here, but things like sporting events, theater gatherings, things along those lines. Do you have any sense when some of those types of events might be open again for people to consume as they did before?
Well, I think if we listen to the top infectious disease guy in the country, Dr. Tony Fauci, he thinks that large sporting events and concerts and that sort of thing will not happen until next year, actually until we have a vaccine. The work on vaccines is progressing. Hopefully we will have some answers by the end of the year or early next year. But I think you're going to see sporting events and concerts held like you're seeing the Garth Brooks concert at the drive-ins across the country.
There have been a lot of efforts in terms of finding treatments that can help people get through contracting the coronavirus. So what are you hearing these days?
Well, just over the weekend, there was a very exciting study that came out of England where 6,500 patients with COVID-19 were studied, and they were given dexamethasone, which is a steroid that has been around for years. It's available orally. It's also available for use intravenously. And this is the first, if we can believe this, and it has not yet been peer-reviewed, so we have to be cautious. But this is the very first evidence that it appears to be developing that the death rate can be improved. They found that people who were on ventilators, if given dexamethasone, 35% decrease in mortality. If they were less ill and just on oxygen, 20% decrease in mortality. Now, why would that be? the more sickly patients would be the ones where there was the biggest impact. It's because steroids affect the body's immune response, not the virus itself. So the sicker they are, the more likely a steroid is to affect their response and this cytokine storm that we've talked about before. Interestingly, UB is doing a new study using a steroid, a different inhaled steroid, where people who test positive can be enrolled in the study, and they can be treated at home and followed at home. And this is a very interesting study that the emergency medicine department is conducting. And so any doctor or any patient who tests positive who's interested in being on this is a safe drug that's been around for a long time. The quick kicker is they have to be enrolled within 72 hours of the time the test was taken.
Well, Dr. Nancy Nielsen, we always appreciate your updates with us on Thursday morning. As always, thanks very much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.